Hi, y'all. My name's Mandy. I'm a junior studying early childhood and elementary education, and this is the story of how Jesus has been working in my heart since I was 8. I grew up in a family of 6 girls with both my parents going to church every Sunday. When I was 8, I was baptized and accepted Jesus into my heart, so I knew from a young age that Jesus loved me, but to what capacity? Here's what the Lord has taught me. I am fully loved and fully known. Yes, this does seem like a crazy topic, but let me get there. I grew up in a small town where gossip tended to lead conversations, so the idea of being fully known and fully loved seemed incompatible. The natural response was to only talk about the good parts of my life. From the outside perspective, my family looked pretty good, but like many families, this was not always the case. For most of my childhood, I watched my oldest sister abuse alcohol, and this is something that, of course, my parents didn't want us to talk about, so I kept it a secret from many of my friends. Going home from a cross-country meet in middle school, I overheard one of my teammates discussing how my sister had been in the newspaper, and I realized that the secret was no longer just between my family and I. Yet, this idea of telling my friends about hard things in my life felt difficult. It was easier to only let people in so far, and the cycle just continued. Flash forward to senior year. This is when I started to take my faith for myself, and I joined a youth group with some of my sisters, and this is where we kind of learned from other leaders what it could look like to live with Christ. Life was good. I had a solid friend group who I felt like I could be myself around, and, you know, it was senior year, so it was good. This happiness, though, I was experiencing came to a halt on January 1st of 2022 when one of my best friends took his life. This happy mask that I held at school fell when I walked into school that next Monday as a wall of grief hit me and tears began to stream down my face. I realized in this moment, no matter how hard I tried to look okay, the hurt was still apparent. Coming to college, I was terrified that I wouldn't experience deep friendships I had created in high school because of this shared experience. I was prepared to go out to the bars with whoever I became friends with because I thought this would be the only way for me to make friends. As I started fall semester, though, the Lord met me. I got involved with Crew, where I created friendships with people who poured into me, reminded me of the Lord's goodness, and who allowed me to be vulnerable with them. Fall retreat my sophomore year, Nick and Amy Stapleton preached on being fully loved and fully known, and this changed my heart deeply. I learned that being fully known is such a sweet reminder of the Lord's character, that he is gracious, steadfast in love, gentle, and compassionate. And as I continued to grow in my faith, I began to confess and surrender parts of my life to the Lord that felt difficult and shameful, and that as the Lord does, he showed me grace and released me from these chains of sin that felt so heavy. He gave me deeper friendships than I had before, not because we had similar traumatic experiences, but because we had similar transformative experiences due to Jesus. The same thing that ignited fear and kept me in bondage is now the thing I can freely walk in because of the confidence I have in my Savior. In John 4, the story of the Samaritan woman is written. And if you don't know this story, first off, I'd love to chat. I love this story. I think it's such a sweet and rich moment. But anyways, the Samaritan woman has essentially been rejected from her community because of the things that she has done, and Jesus comes along doing his Jesus thing, and he starts to tell this woman everything that she's ever done, and her response is amazing. John 4, 28 and 29 says, "So the woman left her water jar and went away into town to tell the people, 'Come, see a man who told me all that I ever did.'" What a beautiful thing that the perfect Son of God who came down to save us from our sins is the same one who knows us fully and loves us perfectly. In this moment, this woman had a choice. She could have ran away from Jesus in shame from all that he knew about her, but because of the way Jesus loved and accepted her, she responded in excitement to share the good news. This story reflects the heart of Jesus and how we get to respond knowing the truth of our God. This truth the Lord has set me free in continues to be a daily surrender to the Lord of allowing him in. And although I'm not perfect with this, I know that where I fall short, his grace runs deep. I invite you all to take a next step towards Jesus and experience his goodness. If any of this resonated with you, or you'd just like to chat, I'd be down here after 180. Thank you.